Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Damien.
Welcome to Oxford.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Why are you here?
Well, we are here for the second symposium on Maritime Alexandria. The first symposium was done during COVID time.
Yeah.
It was online, but here we can feel the atmosphere of study of Oxford. And it's an opportunity to share ideas, and also a nice opportunity for the expert to deliver and share the studies they carry out on materials, some of the material which has been found during our field mission in Alexandria, but also studies on other results done by other missions in Alexandria.
And that's the important thing, isn't it, about a conference, is that you bring together lots of different people. So there's people from your team in the IEASM, but then there's also people from different projects that are working in Alexandria.
Yes, and sometimes the result, it's like a puzzle. They fit and they explain each other, and it gives a global comprehension of Maritime Alexandria.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll be looking at the harbour itself and the things that your team has looked at. But then we'll also be looking at how trade works in the city, how the religious life of Alexandria works in terms of the sea. And so I think there's lots of things that we're going to be interested in over the next few days. So this evening, what we're going to do is you're going to give a big lecture on your work. So can you tell us a bit about what you're going to talk about?
Well, it will be a lecture on a peculiar print, which is the temple of Poseidon, the god savior of Alexandria, and on a sentence mentioned by Strabo, saying that there was a peninsula in the royal quarter, and that peninsula is called the Poseidon, and bears a temple to Poseidon. And I was intrigued by that sentence, why Strabo was calling that peninsula Poseidon. He could have only said there is a peninsula with a temple. No, he says there is a Poseidon, which is a peninsula with a temple. Oh. And we will see that Strabo was condensing several ideas in one sentence.
Okay, so it's bringing together the study of the underwater archaeology with also the kind of the ancient text, because Strabo's an eyewitness account of Alexandria.
Yeah, what is very interesting with our field mission is that we are always confronting ancient text to what we are actually finding underwater. And sometimes what we are the ancient texts are leading us to look or to go for in a specific direction, but sometimes the underwater archaeology are explaining ancient texts, and this is the case for the Poseidon. Yeah.
And I think the Poseidon is a really interesting case in that you've not really spoken about it very much at all. So this is a real first time.
It's absolutely a first time, because that temple of Poseidon, we have located it long time ago, but we have not conveyed much of the excavation on that spot. And it so happens that little by little we understood that it's a whole puzzle, and that temple was not an isolated sanctuary, but there was a whole urbanistic concept around the god savior Poseidon, which was a very important god, of course, for Maritime Alexandria.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. And it shows the value of a long-term approach to maritime archaeology. You can't get all the answers in 1 year or in one mission, can you?
You just can't have all answer in one mission, and it's a long process of knowledge, and every year bring a little bit of a piece of a puzzle to a vast area which was one of the most important places in the antiquities, as it has to be understood over decades.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this really talks about how you've got long-term funding from the Hilti Foundation as a result of this.
Yes, this type of work could not be done with short-term funding or different type of funding. It has to be a long-sight view over the work to be achieved and a support, permanent support of the activity, which is a broad activity. We have a team of more than 50 persons, you know, working there. And you have a heavy logistic support vessel, Princess Duda. That vessel over here, of course, is getting older, and you have also to maintain the logistic. And also, but it's not only the field mission. You have, after the study, you have to support the study, to support publication, scientific publication, but also to bring this to the grand public, meaning that you have to organize exhibition, movies, and spread the knowledge that you could accumulate for decades to the grand public.
The other thing that we're here to celebrate is you published a new book.
Ah, yes, The Elysium of the Royal Island of Enteridos. It's the result of a very long-term work, field work, which started in 1992. Mm-hmm. And since 1996, we have identified in the middle of the Portus Magnus of Alexandria, this royal island of Enteridos mentioned by Strabo. And very early we found some statue and some vestiges, but we could not understand clearly what it was. And little by little, with yearly excavation, we are now fully understanding what it was. It was a temple to the Osirian family, Isis, Osiris, and of course Horus. And it was a very special place on the Royal of Island of Enteridos, because that temple became, I would say, the sanctuary for the personal cult of the Ptolemaic king and queens. And years after year, we gathered information as the experts, different experts on different fields, study the material we found. And we were able this year to put all this together. And thanks to you, thanks to Linda, and thanks to the whole team, publish a book on the Elysium of Enteridos. And I'm very glad of that, because it's the achievement of years of work.
It absolutely is. And it's an achievement of the team, but also of the vision that you have of this long-term project and this detailed excavation. And it all does come together in the publication, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you start from ancient text, then you go to electronic survey, and then to excavation, and years by years, you have, of course, to go deeper in that field, and you can draw a long-term planning. But this can be done thanks to the Hilti Foundation, and I think all the team is thrilled to be able to long-term work on a specific field.
Yeah. Because it does take a long time, both in the mission to do the excavation itself, but also to do the scientific work in the background, so in the libraries or in the research when we're actually looking at the artifacts that you've discovered.
I would think yes, that the study takes even longer time than the field mission, because you have 2 months every year a field mission on a specific area, then you work on the artifact all the year round, and you are not alone to work. You have a ceramologist, numismatic, you have a lot of experts working on different fields.
And I'm glad that we've all been able to put it together into a book and to finally get it published, which is what the kind of the academic community wants, isn't it? This is the gold standard of publication for them.
Yes, I think it's a must, is to have the scientific publication, and then after, based on that, we can go further for a grand public book exhibition. It's a base also for explaining to the grand public on strong basis what the grand public can feel.
Absolutely. So the Iseum is this amazing place that the famous Cleopatra rebuilt, that it gets destroyed in an earthquake. There is a really interesting story there, I think, for the public.
Yes, it's an historical story, but it's also a human story and a theological story.
You mentioned the Princess Duda. She's been refitted, hasn't she, over the past few months?
Oh, our support vessel, Princess Duda, is, I would say, part of the mission. It's part of the team, I would say. And we are using this support vessel since now 27 years. And she was getting really old. And we decided, with the help of the ET Foundation, to do a total refit of the vessel. It was quite a big enterprise, because we had some doubt of what we will find when we will dismantle everything and look at the hull and look. As a matter of fact, we found a lot of things that we even didn't know that we had to repair. And it was a 1 year total refit in a shipyard. In the city of Augusta, in the shipyard of Tringali, and they have done a beautiful job. It has been totally renovated from the hull to the top.
But does it look the same inside?
It looks the same, but now she can go for another 20 years.
That's fantastic to know. It's the Princess Duda is, it really is our home when we're on the mission.
Well, what is very strange, and this is a feeling for everybody in the team, is that after 1 year, when we come back again on Princess Duda, we had the feeling that we left Princess Duda 2 or 3 days before, and everybody start again a new mission on that boat. Yes, Princess Duda is part of the mission.
Absolutely. And the mission is starting soon. So you were telling me at dinner last night that the Princess Duda has left.
Yeah, I just received a message that Princess Duda is south of Crete. She left Augusta a few days ago, and with a very nice weather, she's going to Alexandria, where she should arrive within 4 or 5 days.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming out and joining the team in a few weeks' time, so I will see you in Alexandria.
Yes, of course. All the team are waiting for you in Alexandria.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Damien.